Jesus said, because I live, you can live also. Matter of fact, He told us, I am the way, the truth, the life. Only way you live is through Him. Otherwise, you're dead in trespasses and sin, and know not life. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son hath not life. And it's really no more complicated than that. World's full of all sort of muddy and murky doctrinal beliefs and opinions of all sorts. But the reality is, if you have the Son, you have life. And if you don't have the Son, you have not life. And I pray that you have the Son in your life. That's the only way that you're ever going to know what it is to really live. I remember as just a lad of a boy, I'd sit and watch them old ball games on the TV, and that old beer commercial come on and say, boy, this is what living really is. Them fellas sitting around a campfire and getting drunk and hunting and fishing and whatever. Oh, they don't know what living is until you meet Jesus. He that hath the Son hath life. Amen. You don't have the Son, you don't have life. So let's sing, because He lives. Even this afternoon, there's some little ones scattered around, and I don't ever sing this second verse, especially with my little ones. I don't think about them. How sweet to hold our newborn baby. Now, I haven't had, you don't get to have newborns but every once in a while, but three different occasions we've had that privilege. And right now, our smallest one's 8 months old, and she's just started saying daddy and hey and all that stuff. And matter of fact, Sunday I stopped to get a drink of water. I think I was getting a drink of water. Stopped, paused during the sermon, Brother Willis. And she was sitting on Mama's lap, standing up in her lap. And she hollered, hey, Danny, 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 right in the middle of the sermon. And that's what they'll do. And I imagine she's probably somewhere wrestling with her right now, trying to get a nap because it's about that time of the afternoon. But I'm so thankful when I look in that little girl's eyes. She has hope because Jesus lives. Somebody told me not long ago, said, I don't know how in the world you can stand the thought of trying to rear your children in a world like this, and all the nastiness and trouble and struggles and strife and sin and the devilment that goes on in our society. And it is frightening. I mean, it's intimidating. It's scary, matter of fact. But I can rear them with confidence that God's looking out for them because Jesus lives. Amen. And I know that He's watching out for them. And this promise is to you and to your children and to them which are far off, even to as many as the Lord our God shall call. And that middle verse talks about a newborn baby. This last verse talks about crossing Death's River. That's at the end of life. From the beginning all the way through to the end and everything in between. He lives and He's God and He knows how to take care of us. When Moses wanted to take the children of Israel out of Egypt and worship, Pharaoh said, I won't let you go. Said, how you can't go at all. But then after some plagues, he said, oh, you can go. But said, leave your women and your children here. And just take your old men. And said, y'all going out there in the wilderness of worship. But don't take them women and children. You got to leave them here. And Moses said, when we go, we'll go young and old. I said, we'll go male and female. Said, we all are going to go. I'm glad God's got a plan, young and old. If you got silver in your hair, my friend, if you're just getting started in life and anywhere in between, the Lord has a plan. And thank God, because Jesus lives, you can live also all the way to the end, friend. All the way to the end. He's got an answer for your life. And Jesus is right for it. And it knows what you need. We're going to sing this last verse. When we cross that river, our hope will be we'll live even when we're dead because Jesus lives. Amen. Thank God. Amen.